Hey everyone, it's Laura Molitor here again with another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host of this weekly program and Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist. You can find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. You can subscribe to this podcast and please feel free to share if you like what you hear. Each year it seems that the blue bonnets here in Texas pop up in springtime and totally take me by surprise. The array of blue wildflowers catch my attention, and as they did this year, they wake me up to beauty and grace and a sense of promise. I was driving down the highway several weeks ago, feeling a bit caught up in a mood based on personal and world concerns, and the drivers along our stretch of highway in a town that's growing too fast in some ways for its infrastructure kind of had me on edge. And then on the side of the highway, without a care in the world, there was an expanse of bluebonnets, just stretched out there without warning, but absolutely unmissable. I felt myself smile, and my mood shifted with my change of focus. No more was I caught up in a story of gloom, or even in a kind of controlled chaos that the roads seemed to symbolize to me that day. I was now an observer of wildflowers. I was taking in beauty, a beauty that was there in spite of the highway and the moods of the drivers on it. I was reminded of Jesus' statement in Luke 12, verse 27. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Jesus was asking his followers to open their eyes, not only to lilies and wildflowers, but to the awareness of God's goodness and care, to the fact that without worry, in spite of what seems to stand in their way, those flowers just grow, springing forth without willful effort. They just come up in beauty, and we have the wonderful privilege of taking in this beauty and, on some spring days like the one I described, gaining some inspiration from them. The flowers, and I guess the seeds from which they spring, are resilient and abundant. They don't worry about perpetuating themselves, but they do so naturally. And they remind me to stop looking at the hard things, the dark things, the ugly things, and to try to stay awake to what God is showing us each day of what is really real, true, good, beautiful, and promising. We find in our lives that often we get so caught up in the rain that we seem to be in the middle of, that we stay just so focused on it. But if we take the time to look away from our own personal thinking and our preoccupation with what seems hard and dark, we see rainbows all over the place, grass looking green, and flowers popping up in spite of the solid concrete that might be there. It would behoove us to train our eyes and our spiritual senses, really, to be more ready to see the good that's going on, to be honestly seeking fields of wildflowers, a world that is actually full of beauty, kindness, growth, resilience, comfort, laughter, love. It's a conscious decision. We can go down the highway of life white-knuckled, focused on the busy highway, or we can ease our grip, slow down, and glance at what else is going on, what continues to bloom in spite of our fears and the world's fast pace and sometimes overwhelming attitude. We can choose to let God show us what His world looks like, why it's full of promise and joy and beauty and opportunity, and why seeing this and feeling it, accepting it, and sharing it makes us better people in our world. In Philippians 4, verse 8, Paul reminds his followers how important their thought is and advises them to keep it trained on what is really good, real, eternal, important. Here's a translation of that verse from the Amplified Bible. Finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there's any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things. Center your mind on them and implant them in your heart. End of quote. I really think the more we do this, the more we will continue to see even more of this goodness. We'll realize the good things really are as prolific and dependable as those wildflowers. Except they aren't only around in the springtime. They're there in the cold winters of our lives as well. I could go on and tell you how a single butterfly fluttering around and following me the other day woke me from my apathy, or how a poem or song can always make me feel something different, thoughtful, and beautiful. But I think that's enough for today. So go find yourself some flowers, literally or figuratively, and enjoy a beautiful weekend. If you have any questions or want to talk more, you can reach me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next week.